Men are so confused right now. You hear that women want rough sex and domination, and many women ask for it. You feel pressure to deliver it. So let's clear this up. I will tell you why the narrative that women like rough sex is misleading, why rough sex exploded, why many women ask for it even when it is not their ideal preference, what's really going on behind that, why trying to be more gentle usually fails, where men go wrong, and how to give her amazing, mind-blowing sex without going rough that can be far more fulfilling for her and could be the solution. First, one basic lie. Women are into rough sex and domination. From experience of any professional like myself, women often complain how rough sex has become. They want less of that often. And from large sexological studies, we know that rough sex is not a majority preference for women. If we don't count studies on fantasies, that's something totally different. And the proportion who do engage in rough sex, it is usually not quite even a preference. Preference is something you want to do most of the time because that's the best thing. But if you like apples, oranges, and watermelons equally, you like apples, but they are not your preference. So women who like rough sex, in studies we find that they most often choose it depending on mood and context, and they often enjoy other kinds of sex too, if offered and if good. And many women hate apples. It's not a majority preference. But I know your question is, why do I seem to meet more and more women who are into rough sex? Seems like it's everywhere. It is true. It is on the increase. But to say it is because women want it and like it is an oversimplification. Similarly, to say that it's all just the impact of porn is also lame. So among all those women, there is a proportion who just really relate to rough sex, it hits the spot. But the majority, I believe, they're not doing it because this is the sex they actually really want. They choose it, yes. They ask for it, yes. So what's going on? Do not try to understand it as a straightforward sexual preference. Stay with me to understand the story, the history. Then you may see you don't need to jump on this bandwagon, and you can give a woman far better sex than that, even if she may be acting that way. So, over the last 20 years, three historical forces combined to create this phenomenon. The first one, both men and women lacked the skills. So, on men's side, they always lacked education on how to engage a woman with powerful intent. Lovemaking. Good men with good intentions. But the right education simply hasn't ever been there, you know, still isn't. So winging it, men tried, but ended up mostly slipping into this mechanical stimulation. And for women, sex felt like work, a routine, focused on result, just not engaging. And women, they always lacked the skills to get out of their head in sex. It's a massive affliction. A lot of women can't enjoy sex because of it. Now, women can totally learn to be in their body in sex. I know this because I teach it, I've seen it a million times. It's a sexual skill, but a lot of women are not aware of it, let alone learn it. So here's the crunch. If you as a man have powerful lovemaking skills that really engage her intensely, it's not your job, but you can get her out of her head. But when you have two people unskilled, from men, sex is mechanical, not engaging, the woman is in her head, it's noisy, then the woman can't enjoy sex, can't feel anything, can't get into it. So this situation persisted for a long time, everybody struggled, no satisfying solution. Come an unexpected historical event number two. Porn. Men adopted rough sex from porn first. It's not like it was new or didn't exist before, but it just proliferated as, you know, the main sex. And men were the carriers of that to women. You know, that is what happened. Nobody's to blame. Men were also hijacked by this terrible education. And I was there working as a sex coach through that whole era of change. Around 20 years ago, roughly, a lot of my female clients were really shocked, and they were complaining, why are all men so aggressive in sex all of a sudden? About 10 years ago, this has changed to, men are just rough in sex, that's how it goes. And in more recent years, I've been working with more and more women who initiate rough sex, sometimes all their life, if they're younger. So, a cultural transmission. However, it's also because for many women, it provided an unexpected solution for that problem of being so blocked in their head that the typical mechanical sex just doesn't get through. The sheer intensity and brute force of rough sex finally fucked them out of their head. And let's not be reductive either, that's not all there is. There are also aspects in rough sex that women have always desired. The intensity of the man's passion. His abandon that he's so into her, he's losing himself and she feels it. His strength, his masculinity in handling her. The fact that she can let go, surrender, you know, be taken. These are all very common and deep female desires. The problem is they're now only available in a violent package. The non-violent version doesn't normally contain it. It's mechanical work and a chore. So you love chocolate, but it's only available with this weird stuff in it. So you still eat it. So she'll take it. But not because rough sex is the best sex. If men were the same in lovemaking, the intensity of his passion, but without violence. He's so into her through desire, not brutality. His strength, his masculinity in a loving way. She lets go, surrenders, he leads. Many women would have it, probably prefer it. But Alexei, I've tried, men say. I've tried not to be rough. I've tried being sensual, slow. She just wants it rough. I know. Why does it fail? Because men typically go, some say, oh, but the woman from rough sex, she gets all this pleasure, turn on, orgasm so easily. I've seen this. Not that often. A lot of women feel nothing or little, I'll come to that. But even if so, yes, because getting out of her head is the crucial factor. And that's not achievable only through violence if the right conditions are there. You know, the objectively crappy physical stimulation of rough sex is objectively nothing compared to really knowledgeable lovemaking skills that can hack her body for maximum pleasure and orgasmicity if they come with energy. Far superior in accessing her body, you would often see even more turn-on, pleasure and orgasms. Now, those are women who actually feel something good in rough sex, but it's also true that a lot of women have been, you know, more or less dragged into rough sex through, you know, the cultural influence. As more and more men learned from porn that women like it rough and gave it to women, many women eventually started feeling that that is just what sex is. I've heard it so much from women, you know, rough sex is sex. There have now been basically, you know, two whole generations of sexually active women who have grown up in the world of porn dominated by rough themes. So some learn rough sex from porn. This is what to do in sex. Some are conditioned by their partners who've learned from porn. Some women want to be good at sex. They want to please the man. They think this is what men want. They act in an expected way. Some just go along passively. That's what's gonna happen. Fine. And those women may ask for it, you know, because she's not a dud, she's participating, she wants to be good for you, etc. So then men often think, well, women want rough sex, so I have to give them rough sex. And so it feeds the cycle. And we know this because we know from sexological studies that rough sex is far more prevalent in younger generations. If it was just a natural distribution of sexual preferences in a population, we would have more or less the same proportion in all generations. It's not like women radically mutated in the last 20 years. Studies identify cultural influence as major factors. I know your big question is, okay, so what? You know, did women just find sex they really enjoy? Do women enjoy rough sex? You know, on the whole, it's very complicated. I would be cautious to make a claim that on the whole, no, they don't enjoy it. When you don't interpret it from just surface level behavior, when you dig deeper into the conversation, there is a group of women who have this really massive response of pleasure and orgasms, which again, I believe they also would have felt with really powerful lovemaking. There are women who feel that rough sex is good sometimes, other times I like it the other way. But what I've heard a lot of is, I like that he's into me, but I feel nothing in my body. Or, I'm just performing for him. Or, it's just what a guy does, I just go along with it. Or, I like the connection, the intimacy, but I don't enjoy sex itself. They will still do it because, as you can see, they get something out of it. And a very common theme that I've heard is, it gets me out of my head, but I don't feel anything in my body. It's like I'm not there. Women sometimes have described it to me as enjoyable, but not even sexual. It's enjoyable to be out of your head, and it does the job for that. You know, that's not bodily engagement. This can simply be an attention override, or even dissociation markers. We know from sexual psychology that attention shutdown or just intense engagement doesn't necessarily produce feeling or pleasure. I've also seen some compulsive medicating patterns. When women do it when they had a bad day, they feel shitty about themselves, So, you know, think of how people do binge eating and then you hate yourself for it. So I'm simply pointing out a variety of reasons why women might engage in rough sex. Obviously, it varies case by case. So I refuse to take this simplified statement that this is because women are into different things. If she wants rough sex, that's what she likes. It's far more complicated. Many women can feel trapped or confused in this issue and lack experience or alternatives to make a different choice. And it's often not really working for them or fulfilling them. And hear this, another thing I've heard a lot. I like it, but I don't want to like this. It feels good in the moment, but it doesn't feel good. Good. I'd like to like the other kind of sex, but I just never enjoyed it. There will always be women consciously super into rough sex for genuine fulfillment and choice. But I personally believe that they are the minority. And maybe you enjoy it too on the whole spectrum. I'm not saying that, you know, rough sex is something that people shouldn't do. For a lot of women, if she had a proper way out, she may well enjoy and want proper lovemaking. I have seen this in my practice. I've taken many women and their partners through this process. And it's also widely reported by sexologists and sex therapists. We often hear, I didn't know that my body could feel this way. So if a woman seems to be into rough sex and even asks for it, can you get her to enjoy sex even more if it's not violent? In many cases, absolutely. I've seen them enjoy lovemaking far more when it's right, and them feeling, you know, now it's aligned. This is what I want. But Alexei, I've tried, men say. I've tried not to be rough. I've tried being sensual, slow. She just wants it rough. I know. Why does it fail? Because men typically go into one of three modes. One is, you know, mechanically working her body. She doesn't want this. She'd prefer the intensity of rough. The second mode is men go really fluffy. Loving and sensual means light sensual brushing, looking into her eyes, cringes the fuck out of her. She wants rough. And the third mode? Go rough on her. Okay, yes, please, let's do that. So understand what is needed here. You can make love to her and make her love it. But you would need to be a powerful lover. What she wants in rough sex is transferable. You can do away with the violent package and keep the good stuff. She wants masculinity. She wants to feel your strength. She wants your complete presence, desire. She wants you to lead. She wants you to take her. If you channel all this with the same intensity but through loving her body, then the really informed lovemaking skills on her body open far more pleasure and satisfaction than the primitive contact of rough sex. It's far superior. And look, it's not all about women. As a man, you want to be happy. You're not just serving her. You want to have sex in a way that is fulfilling for you to enjoy this woman. You want to be nourished as a human being in that sexual intimacy with her. So equally important to stand your ground. Who do you want to be? Alpha males teach you women like it rough? Do it. From what logic? Do anything a woman wants, like you have no values or vision of your own? You know, the ultimate alpha male contradiction. Is rough sex aligned with your values? Is this what you want to do in your sexual intimacy? What would feel good to you? Do you prefer your sexual intimacy to be mainly violent? If you do, fine. If you don't, should you betray your heart and your values just because a woman wants? Or should you show a backbone and be a leader? Understand where women have been unmet by men. Lead the woman to what you believe is a greater experience for both of you. In many cases, it's not that she doesn't want that. It's that she hasn't seen it.